And now the game where we invite remarkable people on to ask them about unremarkable things. We call it Not My Job. William H. Macy got his start as an actor in college, studying under a professor named David Mamet. He went on to star in the original productions of many of Mamet's plays. He's had a wonderful career in film and TV, most notably his Oscar-nominated performance as the hapless would-be criminal in Fargo. In fact, over the last decade or so, he's become the go-to guy for a certain kind of role, the complete sad sack. Hey, it's a living. William H. Macy, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks.
So, I want you to be able, if you're so inclined, to challenge that characterization, that has become kind of your signature role. I'm thinking, of course, of the great Jerry Lundegaard in Fargo, that would-be murderer, scam artist who never gets anywhere. I'm thinking about your role in the movie The Cooler, about a man so unlucky it actually rubs off on other people. Do you think that's the, if somebody says, oh, we need a loser, let's call Macy?
Well, you know, it beats working, and... I don't know. You do something well in Hollywood, and they're certainly going to ask you to do it again. I'm a lucky guy. I've gotten to do some different kinds of roles. And truthfully, I feel more like Tom Cruise, but I look like Howdy Doody.
That's a problem. You're an action hero in a character actor's body.
That's my fate.
You did spend a lot of time with Mamet doing plays and films with him. I've seen many of them. A Homicide, Oleana. Is it hard, after doing all that work with Mamet, not to compulsively swear?
No, that. That's a lot of people think that, but it's not true.
It's not true. Now, you just did a Mamet play. You went out and you took over at the last minute. You were in a revival of Speed the Plow on Broadway.
Right. Great.
A great play about Hollywood. You took it over under unusual circumstances, though.
Well, I knew the lines. Is that what you're getting at?
I'm getting at. You knew the lines. Jeremy Piven was doing the role on Broadway, and he left suddenly.
He did. He got mercury poisoning. He thinks he had too much sushi. And there's some very, very clever people there, but you're never going to come up with another sushi joke that I haven't heard.
Really?
Well, Mamet's was the best.
Mamet,
right?
It was the best.
He's leaving the play to pursue a career as a thermometer.
Don't you wish you had said that?
Yes. I know. Yes.
That's why he has a Pulitzer Prize and we don't.
That's right.
And can you tell us one sushi joke that you heard in the context of doing this play?
No. It was sort of hot when I got there, and none of them can be repeated on the radio.
I totally understand. We also found out that you are an enthusiastic and dedicated woodworker.
I'm both of those things. I also stink. I'm the worst carpenter I've ever known.
But so it's true that you are downplaying the skill, even though you've been on the cover of like fine woodworking magazines.
It's the only cover I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. So now I almost had fine woodworking about 2 years before, but I got bumped out by a chainsaw.
Yeah, but where's the chainsaw now?
That's right.
Exactly. What's its box office grosses? Now, we believe that. We believe that you're a fine woodworker. But we also read something, and it seems strange, that you are an enthusiastic maker and collector of boomerangs.
I don't know where that's coming from.
It's coming from where you threw it, I think.
I guess.
So are you
deflecting this rumor, and it keeps coming back.
So it is not, you're saying it is not true?
That I don't know anything about boomerangs.
Really?
No.
We were so excited. We're like, we read it in the internet. We figured it has to be
where
true.
Where did you read it? Did you read it on Wikipedia? Go ahead, admit it. You read it on Wikipedia.
No, we have this wonderful intern who does our research, and she said, well, did you know, she said to me, that William H. Macy is one of the largest collections of boomerangs in private hands.
Well, let's not let him tell us different. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah. So you've heard this before?
I have. And here's my question. If you're a boomerang aficionado, what do you do? Do you go out and throw boomerangs for fun?
We don't know. We were going to ask you.
Bill, would it kill you to find out? Just buy a couple.
I think you need to embrace this the next time somebody makes this mistake. Just be ready to talk about boomerangs.
You could be blowing a cover of Boomerang Magazine right now by this Oprah Shaw stuff.
Yes, Boomeranger Rick. Yeah.
Do you have any idea how this rumor got started?
No.
Really?
It's hard. Yeah. You know, I drink heavily. I perhaps said something one time.
There you are. Maybe you drunk heavily. You threw something at somebody.
Yes.
Somebody threw something back at you, and you're like, oh, my God, it came back.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to this with the other 40 of these I have.
That's nuts. Now you have a new movie that's coming out.
It's called Bart Got a Room.
It's Bart Got a Room.
It's a sweet little indie that I did. A guy named Brian Hecker, the director, he wrote and directed it. Cheryl Hines and I play the mom and dad to this wonderful young actor named Steve Kaplan, and it's all about going to the prom. And Steve is trying to, he keeps trying to trade up just before the prom.
Trade up what?
You know what.
Oh. And is this character kind of a sad sack?
Oh, boy, I'm afraid yes.
Yeah, you see? I have to, I mean, were you, in fact, since we're back to this theme, were you, are you in life, because you seem to be a successful, competent, successful person, i.e., not a sad sack.
Yeah.
So you're not a sad sack, you just play them in various multi-million dollar motion pictures. Is this the case?
Like I said, it beats working. Everybody needs a hobby, and it turns out that mine's being losers.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's better than collecting boomerangs, I think.
I know.
Harrison Ford is also a carpenter.
He is a carpenter.
Harrison Ford, interestingly, an aficionado of skee ball.
Is that true?
The carnival game with the...
Skee ball.
Yeah.
Is that true, or you just...
No, but I can't wait till you ask him about it.
I hope I get the chance. No, I'm just going to keep asking. Everybody who comes to the show, are you the one who collects boomerangs? Because I'm going to find him. Well, Bill Macy, we are delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here, in fact, to play a game that today we're calling...
Try Fudgy the Whale. And thank you.
Now, this week...
Was that Carl Kessel that just did that?
It was, remarkably enough. You might have thought it was Tom Carvel, though, if you grew up in the East Coast at a certain time. This week marks the 75th anniversary of the Carvel Ice Cream Company, whose spokesman and founder, Tom Carvel, was as terrifying to listen to as his soft ice cream confections were delicious.
And did his own commercials.
He did.
He was the voiceover in his own commercials.
He did for many, many years. He appeared and voiced his own commercials. I remember them well, like many other traumas from my childhood. Now, we're going to ask you three questions about Mr. Carvel and his treats. Answer two correctly, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, a new ice cream novelty called Newsy the Nougaty Newscaster, plus Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Carl, who is actor Bill Macy playing for?
Bill is playing for Sarah Sonny of Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Sarah, here we go.
Here we go. Ready to play?
Yeah.
Now, Sarah, by the way, this is a wedding present. She's getting married.
Oh, mazel tov.
So, mazel tov to Sarah. And so let's see if we can give her something for the ceremony. First question. Like all great heroes, Mr. Carvel has an interesting origin story. How did he become a pioneer in the soft serve ice cream business? A, he lost his front teeth in an industrial accident and wanted a confection he did not have to bite. B, his ice cream delivery truck broke down in a parking lot and he started selling the melting product to passers-by. Or C, he was able to purchase some plastic extruding machines at a discount and he needed to find some other use for them.
I'm going to say B. I'm going to say his ice cream started to melt and he thought, I can make money off of this.
You're exactly right. That's what happened. He got a flat tire in a parking lot in Hartsdale, New York. And he just started selling the melting ice cream to the people who'd come by. He said, hey, this is great. I should just found a store and sell this stuff right to the people. Very good. Now, next question. Carvel, of course, was famous not just for the soft serve cones, but for these custom-made ice cream cakes, right? They were made by extruding the soft ice cream into molds. In addition to the immortal Fudgy the Whale cake, you could also buy which of these? A, Frank the Flounder. B, Cookie Puss. Or C, banana strawberry grenade.
Oh, I know this one. Me too.
I'm going to say B. It was Cookie Puss.
You're right. It was Cookie Puss. Cookie Puss, I think you
cookie
should
puss
say.
Cookie
Puss. Not Cookie Puss. Cookie
Puss
is worse.
Cookie Puss?
I said, yeah.
It was an alien, right?
Yeah, well, it was originally an alien, but then the kids thought it was too weird, so they decided to change its name.
And right.
Okay, I want to see how well you do. If you can be perfect, here is your last question. Mr. Carvel also had special cakes made for the holidays, including which of these? A, for Thanksgiving, Priscilla and John, the frozen pilgrim lovers. B, for Christmas, Elfie, the 11-flavored elf. Or C, for St. Patrick's Day, Gary, the edible leprechaun.
Oh, it's, It's too bad we're not alone. I'm thinking of all
I've been thinking that for the last 15 minutes, but... So you ever not alone in an
Gary,
Iowa.
You met Gary the edible leprechaun. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with the last one, the edible...
elf. Gary leprechaun. The edible leprechaun?
Yeah. Oh,
leprechaun. That's your choice? Yeah. It was a great idea, but as far as we know, he did not do it. No, the real answer was Priscilla and John. He had the frozen pilgrim lovers, along with Tom the Turkey.
Tom the Turkey. That I remember.
And for Halloween, my favorite, Dumpy the Pumpkin. Carl, how did Bill Macy do in our show?
Bill, you did well enough.
Oh, my God.
The right answers. So you win for Sarah Sonny. Congratulations.
William H. Macy is an actor who has won awards for his work in movies like Fargo and TV, his roles on stage. You can see him in the new movie, Bart Got a Room. Bill Macy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, folks.
What a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Mom, boomerang won't come back. Mom,